WVT Fibers. Keith, I can help you.
Hey, Keith, it's Barry.
Oh, hey, Barry. What's going on? Get my email.
Why do customers just not, like, why do you tell them something and they just completely ignore you when you're standing face to face with them?
Yeah, I just was wondering what's going on because, of course, she called in. She wasn't happy and I didn't really know. So
I went to her house and I explained everything I'm about to say to you directly to her face.
Okay.
Why she's confused, I don't know, unless she's just an absolute fucking moron.
All right, what's the dealio?
Tiffany, I don't know if you know who Tiffany is, but she works
with
the contractor.
No. Okay.
She was on the phone with Fred this morning. I was speaking with both of them. The drop is not done. It's like almost 600 feet long. The way they have it, the way they have it scheduled to be run is crossing a neighbor's yard. It can't go that way. It has to be re-engineered as per Tiffany and Fred. I explained to this that they could not get the service right now because it needed to be re-engineered. I said if this appointment would be rescheduled, and somebody would reach out to her to let her know when it's going to be rescheduled.
So, all right, then again, I'll have a rep caller to reschedule then. I just wasn't sure what was going on.
Yeah, so it's got to be re-engineered, basically.
Okay, all right, thanks for calling me.
Yep, no problem.
All right, thanks, Barry. All right, bye.